KK4NXC. AQ, KK4NXC. KK4NXC, clear.
KK4NXC, KM4NAP. How's it going?
Oh, good afternoon.
Just picked my truck up from the shop, having brakes put on, and headed back to the house.
That wasn't too bad, was it?
Cheaper than what I thought it was going to be. Believe me, I was surprised. But I've known the mechanic ever since. He's running around in diapers.
You having brake issues?
Starting to squeal and scrub.
Okay, well, good, good. It's a done deal.
That last part.
That's a good thing that you got that done, taken care of.
I'm going to stop at a red light or a stop sign one of these days. So how did work go today?
It went fairly well. I'd say about a 6 out of 10.
Talked to their day at work pretty much gone that way. Must be something in the air.
I mean, we're in a service industry. I hope that if something happens to the economy, that it would it help us out a little bit. I hope it don't hurt us.
You have to shut down. Federal government's working on a bill now for small businesses to help give them a little boost. And they've got a bill in the House now to give everybody $1,000 to help them get through this. I think it should go to the ones that are not working, but they say they're going to give it to everybody.
I know that when in California, just looking at what they did when they quarantined that 7 million, that they left the essential businesses open, like automotive repair. And since we're a truck repair shop, good grief, I mean, you've got to have trucks on the road. I'm hoping if they end up doing a mandatory issue that our shop's allowed to stay open.
I think once everybody sees, they start to see a decline in this, they'll start to get a little more sensible about it. Or at least I hope so, anyway.
Did they gonna have services at your wife's church this coming Sunday?
Yeah, I know they are.
Governor, I don't know if you heard, he said that that was a mandatory no gathering of 50 or more.
One church, what they are doing is they just break them up in groups and put them in different areas of the building. Out in the wash. I didn't get to talk to you this morning, but I was running late. I was running a little over an hour behind. I got done a little bit after 7 this morning.
I knew you were busy when you told me you were putting stuff together, so I wasn't going to aggravate you.
I'd have found a spot somewhere to aggravate back.
No doubt you're not you're not going to pass that opportunity up.
Represent yourself, never. Lady on the phone, she told me to tell you hello.
Tell her I said howdy back.
She gets here. She went to the grocery store and got disgusted with it. And she said she's just coming home.
Left the grocery store, I had to stop and get some hamburger buns, and I'm telling you. There wasn't nothing but like 3 bags of bread on the bread shelves. They had these Kaiser rolls, which are pretty soft rolls. That'll make a good hamburger bun. We're doing pulled pork tonight, so I wanted to get a bun.
You're talking down my alley now.
Get some good barbecue. We went to Virginia, and I got some, we stopped at a company called Barbecue Exchange, a little restaurant, a little hole in the wall, but they're pretty famous for the barbecue up there in Virginia, and I brought back a sauce from them. I'm going to break that sauce out tonight and try it out.
Let me know how it turns out. I need to smoke us up some ribs. I just ain't had time here lately to get it done.
When weather gets a little better, we can have a get-together.
Hey, the way I cook mine, it takes 6 to 8 hours, though.
What better? Whole ribs, probably not cooking them that long.
I put a little salt and pepper on both sides, and I get my fire up to where I want it. I use indirect heat, and I put a big old pan of water up under them, and every 30 minutes I spray them down, excuse me, with either water or concentrated apple juice.
Apple juice sounds good.
30 minutes, I put the barbecue sauce on in real light coat so it'll be sort of crispy.
That sounds real good. Now, my son-in-law, he cooked them for a period of time, smoking them. Then he covers them up with foil for the remainder of the time. I don't know if you do that or not.
I smoke mine for about an hour. After an hour, the meat's not going to take any more smoke. And I don't cover them. I let them just naturally brown with the heat from the fire.
Good. Man, you done got me mouth watering. I'll think about it tonight, eating a barbecue sandwich, but I love ribs.
My weight in ribs. Believe me, my belly shows it.
There in Virginia, it's called Barbecue Exchange. They had the most tender brisket that I've ever eaten. I mean, I had their ribs and I had their brisket. We ate there 3 or 4 nights. It was really, really good.
I've done a brisket. Now, that youngest boy of mine, once he gets hold of a brisket, it's over with. It'll start out, there'll be, well done on one end and medium rare on the other, and you sit there and cut it with a fork.
I was going to tell you that we went to Longhorn again the other night. It's probably either Saturday night or Monday night. I don't remember. Days go by pretty fast for me. But anyway, they messed them steaks up again.
Somebody in the kitchen knows what they're doing. They need somebody to oversee that. Somebody's not watching what the cooks are doing.
A bunch. And that night that all of us went, that's the first time we ever, and I mean ever, had any problem. They must have changed cook.
Like it. That's usually what the problem is a new cook. He's not into the swing of things yet. Get together and eat anytime soon. Look like we're going to have to meet on the creek bank.
Hey, I was talking to Al this morning. He was wanting to, he wanted an opportunity to eat at that Aunt Sue's. I was telling him they are cleaning that place up, laying painting and doing a bunch of stuff. It almost looks like they're fixing to sell it, because that mess they had there never bothered them before.
That'd be a good opportunity to get a little money and buy into it.
There's money to be made. I don't know nothing about the restaurant business. I wouldn't want to take that risk right now, but I think if somebody got a hold of it and knew what they were doing and were more service-oriented, that place would bring out some money.
Gee, that. It being buffet, you know, everybody thinks, well, people go eat 3 or 4 plates. The large majority of the customers don't eat over 2 plates, so you're still making a good profit.
And some of the people come just to hear the music. I mean, I always liked the fact that they did have the bluegrass, and that draws some people in there. So they're not having, you know, people aren't eating 3 and 4 plates. Some of them come, you know, they'll eat a plate and sit for the music.
To have that place, I got people in the family that's owned restaurants before, and they'd be chomping at the bit to run it for us.
Know them, or at least your wife does. Maybe she'd find out what they're going to do.
Get her on it. She done pulled up here in the yard, so, and I'm sitting out here talking to you. I ain't no hurry to go in the house.
Come on in. I'm fixing to cross 11 here. I'll be home here in a short, just a few minutes, but, I appreciate you hollering out. Good to talk with you this afternoon. Hopefully I'll catch you in the morning.
Be able to talk to y'all in the morning. Since they've moved their location over in Taylor's to Greenville, and it's a little cubby hole, we've had a lot of problems trying to get the papers on time.
Yeah, well, I hope your days are better. You take care, Ed. I'm gonna go ahead and cut loose, and like I said, we'll get together on the creek bank, I guess.
Me, just bring your fishing pole and your fishing license. I'll supply the worms. I don't fish, but you be careful getting in, and tell Miss Shirley I said hello, and hopefully catch you in the morning. So KK4NXE, KM4NAP, 73 is my good friend.
Okay, definitely tell Carol I said hello, and we'll catch up with you later. 73 is KK4NXE. We're going to be clear.